who's coach of the year. Eric Mangini, I think the youngest coach in the NFL. But most importantly, what every coach does is develop trust and belief. Belief that they can win. Belief that they're in every game. Certainly his quarterback has found a way to come back from all those injuries. But Eric Mangini is certainly my vote.
You know, and that's a good one. I would think it's clearly between him and Sean Payton with New Orleans. So then you do wind up overlooking Marty Schottenheimer or Brian Billick and what they've done and winning a lot of games with teams that you thought would be at least, you know, competitive coming into this season. The thing that I think you could argue for Payton is that team was in complete disarray on every level, from its organizational approach to the game to players being displaced last year and not being in the Superdome or in their own practice facility. And he's given everybody a real purpose there and a real sense of direction that was clearly lacking over the last number of years. And, you know, they've won their division. They're going to have a first-round bye for the first time in club history. And I think that makes a pretty good argument for him.